T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So my wife was shedding a couple of tears yesterday as we were walking around. Good morning, it's US 99 and Styles and Roman. And I'm Dougie Styles. I have my wife, Connie, and we have a stepson. His name is Nate. He's 16. He's a junior in high school. Now, we had college night last night at the high school. And I got to tell you, when we went as freshmen and we went as sophomores, it was just one of those things. You're just picking up pamphlets and you're just, all right, we'll see what's out there, you know, blah, blah, blah. But now it's like you're starting to schedule the college visits. We've been to a couple already. We're actually going to Loyola to hang out with Sister Jean on a Saturday morning. It's really starting to get like, oh my God, like in a year, he's going to probably know where he's going to be going. So my wife is so sad. And she's actually talked to the counselor. She's like, can we really just do everything in a 100-mile radius? She's like, I don't want to go like 3 miles or 3 hour drive outside the Chicagoland area. But the thing that's scaring my wife the most is my son wants to enlist.
Oh, the military.
Like, he wants to go to the military. So we're trying to, you know, get him on this ROTC program where he'll go 4 years to college and get a graduate and graduate college, and then he'll have to enlist and get 4 years in the service. So, and that's pretty cool because they pay for all of your tuition, they pay for room and board, food, they pay for everything.
Right.
So, I mean, you are giving 4 years, you know, in the military. That's something that he wants to do. So hopefully that he's going to be going in that route. But I will tell you, it was crazy at college night. What you have to get now on your ACT and SATs, thank God it wasn't like that back in the day when we had to go into college.
And also the majors and what you do normally don't match up. Now, you and I are kind of the exception to the rule because you majored in what?
I was a radio and television. I was a communications major at Lewis University, okay. And that's what I ended up doing.
Right. So I actually majored in music business and over at Elmhurst College. And I did, you know, I've done a lot of music things. I'm here on the radio. So we both kind of fell where we were majoring in, but that's not always the case. So 312-946-4995. What did you major in back in school versus what are you doing right now? And the more opposite, I think, the better.
Yeah, my roommate in college, his name was Jason, history major. And all of us, we'd all joke around. We're like, dude, what are you going to do? Like, because he didn't want to be a teacher. So we're like, I'd always be like, bro, why are you a history major? Like, what are you going to get into? Guess what Jason is right now?
What's he doing?
An accountant.
Yeah, perfect. It totally makes sense. Again, 312-946-4995. What did you major in versus what you're doing right this second? Let's have some fun.
Born, raised, and always live from Chicago.
Styles and Roman.
US 99.
So many different emotions going on in the Styles household. Good morning, it's US 99 and my stepson, Nate. Gosh, my wife is all over the place. He's 16. He's a junior. We had college night last night, and the realization is coming to us, man. It's hitting us pretty hard as well. He's going to be going to college next year, but he hasn't really decided on a major. And I'm telling him, I go, yo, you got a lot of time. Relax. Don't rush into choosing what you want to do in the rest of your career.
Well, I mean, he's ending his junior year, right? So, time is running out. You got to figure out what you want to do for college, right?
Well, yeah, but he doesn't have to necessarily go into college knowing what he wants to major. Hopefully by, you know, if he starts his sophomore year, then he 100% knows what he wants to do. Then we're all good. But right now, he can just take his time a little bit. He's good.
So majors and what you do professionally don't always match up. So good morning, Alyssa from Vernon Hills. What'd you major in?
Good morning. I went to University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, and I studied math.
Okay, now, Alyssa, really quick. I have Michigan going to the Sweet 16 in the bracket, but then I have you guys losing. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You should take them to the Final Four. There's still time to make changes.
I don't know. All right. So what are you doing now?
Right now I work for a Jewish nonprofit helping people in their 20s create Jewish experiences and leadership opportunities for each other.
Which is awesome. There is a joke there with the whole Jewish thing and math, but I'm not going to make it.
No worries.
Well, see, you're the good one. I'm going to make it right now. Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Good morning, it's Styles and Roman. And yeah, make sure you got that umbrella. If you haven't left the house just yet, grab the umbrella. Rain showers all throughout the day. But last night, we went to college night. And our son, Nate, he's a junior. He's 16. He's going to be doing college in a year and a half. And he still doesn't know what his major is. And a lot of the people that were there at College Night last night, they're like, hey, don't rush it. You'll figure it out in the next 2 years. There's no reason to rush it right now.
And we're finding right now a lot of people's majors aren't even what they're doing right now, so it doesn't matter, I guess, as much as maybe we think it does. Good morning, Adriana from Lincoln Park. What was your major and what school did you go to?
Good morning. Civil engineering from Michigan State University. Go Spartans.
All right, let me check my bracket right now. I think I do have the Spartans going all the way to the Final Four, but losing to Duke.
Ooh, smart man.
All right, so what are you doing now?
Yeah, so now I run North America marketing for a global corporation.
Which sounds very much like civil engineering.
Oh, exactly. Right on. I mean, I'm the nerdiest marketer you've ever met. But I will have to say, if you get an engineering degree at a party school, you can do anything.
There you go.
Good point.
There
you go. Go Sparta.
I don't get along.
Good morning. It's Styles and Roman on US 99. So what happens when my 4-year-old son sings one of the biggest country songs of all time? Will you be able to recognize it? Translating Tristan is coming up in 2 songs.
But it is Styles and Roman. And yesterday, my 16-year-old stepson, we had college night at the school, and he's a junior, and he doesn't actually know what his major is going to be yet. And I told him, and a lot of the other counselors there were like, hey, man, don't rush it. You got some time. Because I told him a story about my roommate in college. His name was Jason, and he was a history major. And I was always like, why are you a history major? And he goes, because he didn't want to be a teacher. And he's like, I don't know. I love history. You know what he's doing right now?
What's he doing?
Jason, who was a history major, is now an accountant.
Yeah, totally
right?
Makes sense.
I mean,
sense.
It's right there, huh?
Good morning, Rebecca from the North Side. What are you majoring in, and what are you doing right now?
So I went to school at Indiana University, majored in special education and elementary ed.
All right, so you are a Hoosier. Let's see. So you're calling up right now because you are not a teacher. Let's see. I'm going to guess that you are a manager at Mariano's.
Not quite.
What do you do?
I am in the catering department of a luxury hotel downtown.
Yeah!
So how did that happen? You made like a whole right turn here.
Complete 180. So in between that, I actually ended up professional dancer on a cruise ship, which got me into hospitality.
That's awesome.
Oh, so you were like a dancer at like VIPs?
No. Like on a Disney cruise. She was Pocahontas.
Basically.
I took a right turn as well.
You took a right turn that way, yeah. It was the 14th.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.